We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
And playing this morning. On this Friday, it is Frankie from Folsom. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, guys.
Frankie from Folsom.
That's so fun.
What do you do? I hope it's firefight.
No firefighting for this boy. I'm an interior remodel.
Ooh. Interior remodel.
You know, Katie's been looking for an interior designer to come and remodel her house.
I don't know that he does interior design.
Oh, what
yes,
do you do?
I do it all.
Oh,
he
does it all. Frankie okay. from Folsom. We need to talk then.
Oh, yeah, we do.
How do we get Frankie from Folsom as an HGTV show?
Oh my God. That's the greatest idea you've ever had.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Well, HGTV, call us.
Yeah.
Patent pending. Like we get all the residuals
on
that.
Patent pending.
Producer credit.
Frankie, kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Good.
Wow. All right, Frankie, you have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. Jackpot's $40, but if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has topped Forbes' list as 2019's highest paid actor in Hollywood at $89 million. Before he was an actor and WWE champion, The Rock was a D1 athlete in college. Which sport did he play at the University of Miami?
Football.
Question two. Pre-sales for Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, topped over 1 million worldwide, even before it dropped this morning at midnight. What is the name of Taylor's last album that she dropped in 2017?
Oh, crud.
Nope.
Oh.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Right. Taylor's greatest hit.
Good guess.
Question three. To honor the show's 25th anniversary next month, a new poll found that 60% of Americans believe Ross and Rachel were on a break from season 3 of Friends when Ross cheated on Rachel with the hot copy girl, Chloe. What is the name of Ross's pet monkey from season 1 of Friends?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I know this. Oh.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Bonzo.
It was actually crud.
Question four. On this day in 1989, baseball player Pete Rose accepts a settlement that includes a lifetime ban from the game after he was caught betting on baseball. Because of the ban, he can never work for Major League Baseball, nor is he eligible for the Hall of Fame. He played the majority of his career for the Reds. What city do the Reds play in?
Cincinnati.
Was he betting against his own team? Is that what it was?
We'll get into that.
Okay.
And question five. James Vanderbeek, NFL legend Ray Lewis, singer Ali Brooke, Lamar Odom, Kel Mitchell, and former press secretary Sean Spicer, and others were all announced to be on this season's Dancing with the Stars on ABC. Each of the 12 stars will take home a cool $125,000 for being on the show. How much money is that total?
$800,000, $900,000.
3 seconds.
A million.
Katie!
She's just taking her time.
What?
Katie, I hope you weren't listening at the door now.
What?
He said, I hope you weren't listening at the door now.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't.
All right, behind the scenes, we're doing it right now on our Instagram. Give us a follow at N1065. We're doing it on Instagram Live. Katie, you're going for your 277th win today. Are you ready?
I am.
Question one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has topped Forbes' list as 2019's highest paid actor in Hollywood at $89 million. Before he was an actor and WWE champion, The Rock was a D1 athlete in college. Which sport did he play at the University of Miami?
Football.
Correct.
Wow, look at you.
Really?
Why is that so shocking?
It was too quick.
It was too quick.
Oh.
But I know he played football.
Frankie from Folsom is accusing you of cheating.
Wow.
What? How long? Did he get that one right?
He did.
Huh.
All right, question two.
Interesting.
Pre-sales for Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, topped over 1 million worldwide, even before it dropped this morning at midnight. What was the name of Taylor's last album that dropped in 2017?
Reputation.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was a pretty easy one.
Oh, well, thanks.
Question three. To honor the show's 25th anniversary next month, a new poll found that 60% of Americans believe Ross and Rachel were on a break from season three of Friends when Ross cheated on Rachel with the hot copy girl, Chloe.
God, I'm glad we're getting down to the business.
Right. Me too.
What was the name of Ross's pet monkey from season one of Friends?
Oh, my God.
3 seconds.
Oh,
three.
Marcel.
Correct.
Gosh darn it.
Question four. On this day in 1989, baseball player Pete Rose accepts a settlement that includes a lifetime ban from the game after he was caught betting on baseball. He played the majority of his career for the Reds. What city do the Reds play in?
St. Louis.
Incorrect.
Oh.
That's the Blues.
Is it?
I think that's a different sport.
That's hockey, yeah.
Oh.
Hockey.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati Reds.
That was Connor's first professional baseball game.
And Pete Rose.
What was?
The Cincinnati Reds game in Cincinnati.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
And Pete Rose did admit that he bet on baseball in a book. However, in the book, he said he only bet that the Reds would win.
Is that true?
No one really knows except him.
Isn't that Connor's only professional baseball game?
I mean, if you don't count the River Cats.
And question five, James Vanderbeek, NFL legend Ray Lewis, singer Ali Brooke, Lamar Odom, Kel Mitchell, and former press secretary Sean Spicer and others were all announced to be on this season's Dancing with the Stars on ABC. Each of the 12 stars will take home a cool $125,000 for being on the show. How much money is that total?
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Oh, wait.
She ran a lot of zeros.
Stop.
And then she stopped.
Okay. Oh, God.
I can feel it, though. Oh, no. She erased all the zeros.
Oh, okay.
All right. The zeros were not right. And I'm going to give you 3 seconds.
Okay.
Three.
Two.
Two. You're right. Two. One. One. And go. There it comes. All right. Need an answer. What do you think? What do you think all those mean? God, if you don't watch the live stream of Are You Smarter Than Katie on our Instagram, you're missing out.
Yeah,
I think I'm doing it wrong.
I
no,
need an
don't
answer.
Say
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm gonna say $250,000. No.
Yeah, that's her final answer.
Is that your final answer? Okay.
It's $2,500,000.
Well, that's closer than $250,000, what you were going to say. It's $1.5 million.
It's all right.
All right. That means today's final score is Frankie 2, Katie 3.
Oh, wow.
Katie with the win.
Wow. Wow, indeed.
Wow.
Now I'm going to have to say it, aren't I?
You're going to have to say it. And we don't like it, neither do you, but it has to happen.
Oh, boy.
So we'll add $20 to the jackpot. On Monday, we'll play for $60, 277 wins, and 53 losses. Frankie from Folsom, go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Today, Katie was smarter than me.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.